So this is the second talk related to open projects. I don't know if anyone went to the talk about integrations yesterday. Anybody? All right, designers, I get it. So this is Practical UX at Open Projects. So I've been working there for a year and a half, and these are musings about the things I've learned, things we've gone through. It will all become clearer in a second. I'm Parimal, and that's a very elaborate site to tell you. My name is Parimal, and I'm a UX designer at Open Projects. So I think we can start with, I think we can all agree that the UX in open source could use a little bit of work. I think it's fair enough to say that, right? We know the reasons, but very quickly, some of the challenges we've had. Data design. When you have data design in software, and open source tends to have this sometimes, it is not necessarily intuitive, which makes it less attractive to new users, because they're comparing with a lot of other newer tools, and they tend to have all the shiny stuff, right? There tends to also sometimes be inconsistent behavior. The good thing about having contributors, all sorts of contributors over the years, is that it's open, anyone can do things, can add new features, but if you lack a consistent, coherent design language, then you do have the problem of inconsistency over time. There's also a lack of investment in designers. Now, this is, I think, in general, in open source, there's a lack of resources in general, right? Not always, but there tends to be this problem. And design does not tend to also be the priority for a lot of projects. There's also this tendency of open source projects being engineering driven. Not necessarily a problem, because this can generally mean a very fully functional, very feature-rich software, let's say. But that does not necessarily translate to beginner-friendly software, as we don't manage to, again, attract